Got it. So just a quick little intro for anyone watching this video. We're taking this time today to share a bit about, or for a few of us to share what kind of projects or intentions we're holding at the moment and how we're applying micro-solidarity to that, what our challenges and struggles have been, and also looking a little bit at how we might support each other a bit more generally in other projects and intentions we're involved in, which I'll get to later. We see a few more people arrived, so welcome Abby, and yeah, Prem, that's totally fine. Cool. So yeah, Caleb and myself and Nikki would like to share about our projects, and I wonder, is there anyone else in the room who would like to share about their project as well? It could be something kind of substantial, but it doesn't really have to be. It could be a small project that you want to, even one that you're dreaming of and you're looking for a little bit of input on. And it could even be an intention, like, oh, I want to create more meaningful connections in my crew, or I would like to practice more secure attachment with my partner, or be a better parent, to be able to be more present for my child. Are there any other people in the room who'd like to share something? By a show of hands. And also decide later. Yeah, okay. We'll go with Caleb, would you be up for starting first? Yeah, cool. I have got a few little prompts that I'll put in the chat in case that supports you, but you can like riff off of those or follow whatever else you wanted to share. They're the ones I put in the email as well, roughly speaking. So kind of, yeah, how are you applying, yeah, what's your project about? How are you applying micro-solidarity to it, or how is that helping you? What insights do you get? What's been working well? What are you celebrating? Or maybe what tensions or challenges are you facing? As we're all about micro-solidarity, do you have any requests for support that we could support you with, or possibly like a dream or a wish? Anything, it could be small or big, anything will go. I imagined spending half an hour for sharing about our projects in total. So if you want to take, say, 10 minutes and then we see where we're going, and then Nikki and I take 10 minutes and maybe someone else feels inspired after that to share about their project. How does that sound to everyone? Just by a show of thumbs. Yeah, cool. Are there any other questions that anyone's curious to hear about in terms of projects? I'm just like wondering, you know, what drawing you here? Would you like to know from each of us? Nothing coming? Okay, maybe something comes up later. So maybe I propose, Caleb, if you take like 5 to 7 minutes to share, and then we'll have some time for people to like ask you questions. Let's say 5 minutes and see how we go from there. I can let you know cool. When 5 minutes is up. Yeah, feel free.
Sounds good. hi, everyone. I'm Caleb, he, him. Just wanted to thank you all for the opportunity. Thanks, Jocelyn, for organizing and this community. I'm just starting to really dive in deeper, and I love it. I love everything I'm seeing. I'm so inspired by it and energized by it. So I'm excited to be useful in any way into your project. And I guess I'll share a little bit about what we're working on. So my partner Nina and I started an organization called Community Village. Officially, we've been working on it for about a year. One second. I just got myself on the screen, which I prefer to hide myself here. okay, there it is. So we started officially about a year ago, but it started as like the seeds in COVID. We're a meditation community, and we consider what we do to be a community first approach to meditation. So a lot of meditation communities center around a physical location, a specific teacher, or a specific lineage or technique. Our idea is to focus on the community, or the Sangha, as it's known as in Pali. And the idea is that, you know, meditation has been practiced for thousands of years in communities. And as it's been brought over to the West, It's been very much so adapted to our more individualized culture. So a lot of people are discovering meditation on their apps, on their phone, in the room, alone, trying it out and wondering, is it working? Am I doing it right? You know, this weird thing happened or that thing happened. Is this normal? And community provides exactly what you need during those situations to, support you, to motivate you, to inspire you, depending on where you're at in your journey and where you're at in your week, really. You might offer or need different things from the community, as I'm sure you all understand being a part of this community. The main ways we organize in micro-solidarity principles is we do these 30-day journeys where you join a group of 5 to 8 people, for 5 weeks, you meet for 90 minutes, mostly now in person in Berlin, Lisbon, San Francisco, but also online. And for 30 days, you get daily guided meditations, reflection questions, and content with different principles of meditation from psychology and neuroscience to Buddhist philosophy and various other wisdom traditions, as well as writers, poets, activists, because we find that we all kind of, there's this central wisdom that we're all describing and experiencing in ways. So yeah, you get that for 30 days, and for 5 weeks you get together, you discuss what's coming up in your meditations, insights, questions, sharing your experiences. And through that experience, we really build a lot of connection. And so we've done 20 cohorts of that program. What's working really well is like that program connects people, inspires them, motivates them. Like we've had people who've never meditated before and people who've been meditating for 10 years get equal but different value from it. So it's really beautiful what's happening there. But some of the challenges are like what to do after that 5 weeks, which as I've been diving deep into like the solidarity, there's so much to be learned. But we're trying to give them the tools and resources to self-organize after that. Because right now it's me or Nina facilitating all the groups for those 5 weeks. And it's been a process to figure that out and to figure out, do we need to do more filtering at the beginning to match people in order to hope that that works out? Or are we just actually more comfortable with it not working out if it's not meant to, and then having them go off and kind of find their next group based on their experience with this group, seeing the type of space we're creating, understanding what it's all about, they can then go deeper into one type of meditation, one intention they have for their practice. So that's one challenge. And then another area that's top of mind, I guess, this is the last thing I'll share, is we just started this community creators pod. And the idea is to empower people in the community to create their own gatherings. In their cities to create these safe and supportive environments, in the way that they want to do. So meditation and sharing, meditation and dinner, meditation and art, things like that. That's what we got going on.
Beautiful. Thank you, Caleb. Sorry, I was saying Caleb, but it's Caleb. So apologies. Yeah. Is there anything you'd particularly like to request in terms of support or feedback, even like right now? What would be helpful to hear back from people?
I think in general, like the way that we communicate about it has been evolving over time and continues to evolve. So for anyone who this is your first time hearing about it, I'd love just initial reactions and questions and feedback. What's alive for you after hearing the description?
Awesome. Thanks. Opening up to anyone who wants to unmute themselves and share or reflect.
First time hearing about it. Sounds beautiful. What came to mind when you mentioned wondering how to support people beyond the 5 weeks? is something like the question, like, what exactly is the problem? Is coming together with an intense kind of intention and communal sort of spark and activation and then drifting apart quite natural and okay? Is there something else going on? Like, so sort of just diving into that question of what do we wish we could provide people in an ongoing fashion, and what actually is maybe something we want to provide that is a bit counter or a bit of a bigger challenge given the resources we have and the fact that we want to put this attention on bringing people together in a condensed period for 5 weeks and what have you. So yeah, just a little reaction, wondering about capacity and about sometimes community things are beautiful just for their activation and connection energy. And yeah, just an open question mark there. But it sounds wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Rick. Just to check in, should I respond to that, or is it more so sharing questions and reflections around?
Yeah, I didn't have a plan exactly about how that would go, but I'm sensing, like, if there's something you want to respond to that would be meaningful, I think that, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for your reflection, Rick. I think in general, letting go a little bit more on what happens afterwards is where we're moving towards. I think we just worry that we don't want there, you know, it's difficult to self-organize, and especially after an intense period of 30 days, I think there's a lot of excitement, but that can die down quickly. And then it gets into like coordinating for a time via messaging, and it's like, oh, and then people kind of burn out from it. So yeah, part of me is just like, okay, maybe accept that. But then what's the next doorway where someone can say, okay, well, actually it's a month later and I'd like to show up again. The ongoing question. Thanks for that, Rick.
Yeah, I can also share. Sounds super exciting what you're doing and right up my alley. So I come from psychology, but also really meditation practice. And that question that you asked, like what happens after these 5 weeks, has been with me for quite some time. You know, when teaching a course and there's 8 weeks and people are really excited and, oh my God, meditation, myself, other people, like so much discovery. But what you can often see is that after these 8 weeks, it dies down a little bit. So the question has been with me for such a long time of how to make it sustainable and systematic in a way, like, and what's the minimal viable structure that we can provide in order for others to continue the practice. And in the last course that I taught, I also introduced micro-solidarity as sort of a thing outside of the course that they would meet without me. And that actually worked quite well, but with many challenges of when do we meet, who, like different groups. So I'm really interested in exploring this question together and see it really as everything, as a research project, like how can we get this cultural enlightenment, this global sort of thing that we are striving towards going, and how much self-organization is there and how much sort of minimal viable structure can we provide? Yeah, super interesting. I love that project already.
Thanks, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki.
Caleb, I'll let you decide when you want to take the time to respond or we move on to someone else.
Cool. I think I'll just say thanks for your excitement, Nikki. And it'd be great to connect offline. We just set up a channel actually in the Discord for Community Village. So maybe we can bring some of that discussion there. You can share some of your learnings and your questions and start jamming a little bit.
Nice. Cool. Bernard, did you want to share something? I saw you raise your Zoom hand.
Since we are here in the of something from the Micro Solidarity Gathering, where The only thing the facilitators did was prepare for this slope, meaning that after a peak experience, usually comes some sort of, I don't know how to call it, right? But it was Nikki and Caleb are both nodding, so I assume you know what to speak of. And I found just doing that was already enough, because for some people it comes, for others it doesn't. But I found that very pleasant, just to be prepared. Oh yeah, can bring it up, we can talk about it. Or we can just be curious how it will feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, and I appreciate it.
I'd like to share something as non-facilitator hat, but as me. what strikes me in listening to you and these conversations, Caleb, is what does it mean to, like, what is the minimal viable structure to support a congregation, actually? Because once you've had a number of people in crews going through a program or a gathering or an event, like, their congregation still, and how to not get burnt out as the host of a congregation in a way, and like, and the congregation does need something to continue to surface, like, what are each person's needs and offers and requests in a way. And actually, this particular call came out of the Micro Solidarity gathering last year as sort of like a, hey, let's have a space that we can all sort of keep in touch as we disperse from the in-person space. And I've been sort of experimenting, like, I've noticed been quite helpful is experimenting more and more, like, what makes these calls helpful for the congregation of Micro Solidarity? And I recognize it was like somewhat a mix of skills, like, to, for some people, but other people want more just to have places to bring, like here, like a request for support and to see who can match up with that. So yeah, it's been interesting just exploring with that, so I could share more about that with you offline also sometime or in the Discord about my experiments with this call. Because some of you have been here since even last year. I know, like, Bernard and Rick were there at the gathering, and Uta and Jen and Abby. So yeah, it's really nice to see that there's still such a continuation.
Thanks for sharing that, Jocelyn. We're actually setting up our first network call next month to kind of replicate this type of structure. So nice. I'd love to connect more and hear about your learnings.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Anyone else? You can take one or two more responses.
Hi, it's nice to put a face to the project. I know you've been posting in the Discord, and I've seen a little bit about it. So it's cool to get that filled in with your story. I'm really curious to hear about any differences in what you see in terms of impact or engagement between the physical gatherings and the virtual, and if you have any specific, like, design elements that you change for the program between those two types of spaces?
Yeah, great question, Sarah. Thanks for that. So we started online. The first 10 cohorts were online, and the next 10 have been in person. And some design elements we've changed is after the first session and after the last session, we tried online to have this, like, happy hour celebration, like, bring a special drink or a special food or something. And no one really followed through with it. But in person, we were able to really do that. So we added this, like, 30 minutes optional tea after the first gathering, just to kind of hang out and get to know each other casually. And then an optional gathering after the last one to celebrate the completion of the journey. We've done like 4 or 5 cohorts with that, and we found it creates a lot more cohesiveness and just like one-on-one friendships where people are going out and doing other things together, which is great. That's what we want to facilitate. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I've had some similar challenges with the online social. But yeah, it's good to hear. Thanks for your response.
Thanks for the question.
Anyone else? Oh, alrighty. Well, maybe something else comes up. You feel free to write to Caleb in the chat throughout the session. And Caleb, yeah, great that there's Discord for us to continue conversation and for you to be posting any further celebrations, challenges, or questions you have along the way. I think it's really great to be learning how you're turning a practice program of like one with a specific focus on meditation, like one sort of shared practice, and creating community out of that and using community to create that. It's sort of, I see it in both ways. I'm sure many of us can continue learning from how what you're learning from that as well. Because I know quite a few people in the network are also facilitators of programs. And how do we actually bring these, like a lot of shared practices into crews and into the ways that we actually live our lives. So yeah, I really appreciate that. Lovely.
Thank you.
You know what? I just realized that I didn't even remember to put a check-in in our session today. I completely skipped from like centering, and usually I would have a moment for each person to share something with each other. And I just wanted to just take this moment to see if anyone would like to share. Like, we're quite a small group, so if there's any a few voices just sharing, like how are you actually arriving today? I did hear a few of you in coming in, but yeah. Or what's something that you're celebrating about your day today? It might seem, if you want to share something, it helps me feel connected with everyone. I can start with myself by saying, Ewan, yeah, you go ahead.
I remembered a little bit of my dream when I woke up, and I had a good feeling, and it was very vague, but it was something about a gathering, people gathering there, or people that I didn't know coming and gathering, and the people I didn't expect to show up showed up, and there's something. And I didn't know where I was waking up when I woke up. I thought I was in a different place. So that was nice.
Sweet. I was wondering, is your dream about the US summer camp where people show up and you weren't expecting them to? I'll share more about that at the end of the call. Yeah.
I could share that today a celebration I'm having is in my work life. I just kind of launched a little thing that's been in progress for about 6 months. And one thing that I've been reflecting on is giving myself time and space to run a victory lap. So I'm not someone who's like really great at stepping away from the work, but I'm doing that. I just kind of like gave myself a longer break yesterday, and I'm here today just being here with the community. And I think I might just like keep doing that later today a little bit and just reminding myself that that is allowed.
Totally. I love seeing all of the little celebrationary emojis coming up. Everyone's celebrating with you.
Thank you.
I would love to hear from maybe two more of you, because I'm enjoying hearing some more voices.
I had a pretty all right day today. I know, sorry, I'm not on camera. I went to Carl's conflict training. It was the last session today. Maybe you even heard it through the walls or something, Jocelyn.
Not yet.
And that was good. I will miss the training sessions. It felt like something you know, where you don't have to think about what to do and someone else is just kind of like getting you to think about what to do. Yeah, I will miss that.
Thanks, Abby. Yeah, Carl's been running one of the first courses through the hum of, was it a conflict at work, right, Abby?
Yeah, it was conflict at work.
Nice. Yay, glad you were there. Lovely. Anyone else like to share?
Yeah, I can share. I have a new roommate. It's a turtle. I just found it outside today under the trailer. And it was, my wife was like, what is this noise? I hear something moving. And then it was a nice turtle. And yeah, it's really nice in the spring how all the animals are coming, the swallows, and yeah. That's my victory for today.
Saving wildlife. Nice, Pietro. I'm really enjoying seeing Uta with her cat, speaking of animals. Lovely. I just enjoy hearing even just a few voices about anything at all. Cool. How about we shift into our second project share? Nikki, it's the first time Nikki's on the call. I invited him to join us because we've been working together on this micro-solidarity project here in Berlin as collaborators since the last few months. And yeah, Nikki, how about you share first, and then if there's anything to fill in, I'll hop in afterwards.
Yeah, sure. So welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. And really enjoyed hearing about the first project. And MicroSolidarity has been with me since I did the training course with Rich, which really inspired me. And since then I thought, okay, how can we use this? And I'm really large now. How can I hide self-view? That doesn't work. Anyways. And there's many communities here in Berlin around me that are really lovely. And the topic of solidarity, or how can we support each other better, came up again and again. And so, there are many intentions which kind of went into this project. One was that these communities are kind of still separate and there is some interweaving. And I felt that it would be lovely to interweave them even more. And the second one was really personal, that I was craving some more community and some deepening connection and things like that. And the third one was that I see myself included and many others who are really lovely people and who have good intentions and they're still struggling by themselves. And so I thought, okay, how can we do this thing, meaningful work with people we love? So how can we basically create first what Rich in MicroSolidarity always says, how can we first create this fertile soil of like emotional intimacy and see whether something wants to grow out of that then in terms of co-living or collaboration or any other projects. And so then the important moment was when I met Jocelyn and Carl. And we just instantly connected around that topic of community building and connection and trust and belonging, and just said, all right, let's do something. And there were some really favorable conditions, I would say. We have this co-working community that we have been building the last 3 years. So we had a physical space and we had these various different communities. So there's this co-working community, there's a little community called the Beehive, which is more around the burner culture. Then there's this project called Church of Interbeing, which is really lovely. Then there's Life Itself Hub, there's Pura Vida Festival. So there was all these different communities that are already kind of interwoven. So the premise was quite simple. Let's just do something with people who are already in these communities and who are based in Berlin, and just invite them and see what we can do. And then the planning started, and so now we invited crews of 6 people. So we have 24 people, so we have exactly 4 crews. And the important part was to have a core crew. So the core crew does not only design sort of the experiment and optimizes it or works with it, but also goes through exactly the same exercises as all the other crews go through. And then we have a mix of live meetings and online calls. So we had a kickoff meeting this Saturday, which was really lovely with all the crews, the whole congregation together, and introducing the topic, getting to know each other, and forming crews. And then we had the first call this Wednesday. And we also have, so we have 3 more calls and then a final meeting, again, in our co-working space with everybody together. And we also have these optional Monday hangouts, which are quite free of structure, kind of open space, self-organization, emergence type of gathering, where all the crews can again come together. And the whole thing is quite open, so we don't know really what's going to happen. We have some ideas and we provide some practices, but whether or not anything more comes out of this, we don't know. I would like it because I really love these people, but we will see. And maybe one more thing that is on my mind about this project is that I love sort of action research. So seeing it as a research project, so asking questions around solidarity, what truly supports us, how can we bring our needs and gifts together, what formats work, how about online and offline, a question that was already asked today. So really seeing it as a research project of how can we figure this out together in many crews, in many congregations. And if we all pool our knowledge, then we can really get this sort of social revolution, like catalyze it even a bit more. Mm-hmm. Yes. I forgot all the other questions. Were there any other questions? I've just been rambling. So maybe you want to add something, Jocelyn, you know that.
Yeah, no, that's great, Nikki. I can add a few things, maybe. Let me just come back to the screen. Something I think that works really well is actually being able to do this in person and the excitement of creating something that's inviting people just from Berlin and how many people actually want to make time to meet in person, which has also created attention because not everyone has been able to. So some on the online sessions, we sort of sandwich it like in person, 4 online things, and then in person. But people join, they do the online sessions in crews, and some of them are like half of their crew is online, half is in person. And I think it was quite challenging for some people to be like in this hybrid mode, and they'd like come to the main room and then they go into their breakout and like this weird thing of being half in the room and half on the Zoom. And I'm kind of looking for like, how could we make the experience of the online calls a bit more self-led so that the crews hardly have to even look at the screen, and that they could all be, yeah, if they were meeting up in person, we just give them like the minimal level of input and then put them off on their journey. So I'm curious about, my curiosity is like, how can we still give some degree of theory where it's necessary, but also not over, yeah, how to give, yeah, to what extent is theory even necessary, or how to like make it actually that empower people's own learning journey with certain prompts and questions. And now the answer's coming to me a bit like, I just give them like retro questions at the end about what they learned. And I think I want to, and maybe I'm looking for like reassurance, like, would that be enough, do you think? And that's my own edge of like stepping back as a facilitator and like not even needing to be acknowledged or seen as giving anything. It's a very interesting personal process for me about being the invisible structure holder that makes it all look very easy, and not needing to be at the front saying, this is what you should learn, or this is what you should learn. I wonder if that makes sense, but there's some edges for me in it as host facilitator. Do you have any requests for support, Nikki?
What you shared already was a good prompt. yeah, this online, offline, this hybrid. Also, maybe one more experiment that we did, we tried to not only facilitate the meeting, but at the same time do the practice that the other crews are also doing in our core crew. So it was quite challenging of being in this online space and then going to the crew that is with us, like the core crew, in a physical space. And I think it was a good experiment, but yeah, just wondering what other people have experimented with or other formats of the facilitators going through the same practices as well, learning alongside. It'd be interesting for me.
I'd say one final request for support or inspiration is, like, how have people managed to do their crewing process? Specifically, we tried doing crewing where people could sort of choose their own crews based on, like, who's already got a partially formed crew and everyone else tries to fit in amongst that. And it was quite challenging for people to have to know who to choose within a very short amount of time. And, like, my sense is to revert to just put people automatically in crews. And I wonder, does that, like, subtract a bit from people having a sense of, like, oh, I have resonance with that person, I want to go over there? So I'm really curious about how others have tried this out. And I know it's a big question in our network as well. How do we crew people up? Yeah. I'll leave it there. Yeah. Should we open up for responses, Nikki?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to take 5 minutes or so.
I have, thank you so much for sharing this. So interesting. I love the idea of doing this in a place, because you're building sort of the social fabric for that place. And there's a lot more opportunities for people to just run into each other in new projects and have had a similar experience. I think that is really powerful. And think it'll produce things beyond what you know. And I'm also really, Nikki, I'm also really interested in research and how do we do research on this very emergent processes and relationships, and where so much is happening and much of it unfolds slowly over time. And so sort of traditional research methods aren't appropriate. And do we want to trace everything that's going on? And so many thoughts about research, and I'm really curious, Nikki, how you're going about that. And and I've also noticed in my work that some people in my, we don't use the word congregation, but in my network of people are really interested in research, and some people are not, you know? And I think that that's important. It's just important not to, you know, obviously not to force a set of, like, sticking with sort of analytic questions of, like, let's figure this out together. If that's not what people are in it for, a lot of people are just in it for community and just for solidarity around and connection, and that has to be fine. And so, which I guess leads to, like, my thoughts on crewing, or, like, connecting people in small groups. I kind of leads to a question, I guess, for you all, that I have. A lot of my work is around thinking about difference and how do we bring people together across difference to learn together with people who come from different places, who have different ancestry, who have, you know, who are different ages and different experiences, and what is produced when people go through a harder process of learning because they don't share context and they don't necessarily share, like, jargon or language or background. And so you kind of can't take for granted a lot of the shorthand that we all use in our own communities. How do we do that work and prepare people to do? And I think a lot of these skills do prepare people for that, but that isn't theory to me. That's practice, and I haven't. I have a lot of theory about that, and it doesn't make any difference. But putting people into situations where like the phrase that we tend to repeat of, like, oh, you know, I was at this place and talking to this friend, and they said some stuff, and you know what I mean, like that, like, you know what I mean, when people are like shorthanding their whole context. What happens when that doesn't work? You know, when you actually have to, like, talk about your everyday life as if you can't take it for granted. So I tend to try to put people together in crews across difference as much as possible, and find that is the most, like, the most interesting stuff happens. Also the hardest. So it's harder than for crews to self-facilitate So a lot of what I think about is just how to really prepare people to work across difference. And because I think that there's the most growth potential there. And also because I think that our world depends on us being able to do that better, not just relate to another human better, but to relate across difference better.
I so love what you just said, Jen. Like, yeah, because there's always a question, do you put people together with like resonance and sort of similarities so they form some kind of like shared identity pod or crew, or what's the value, like to connect that value to what skills do we need to learn in the world? It really matters to me. And also that you said, not just to do that, but like how do you prepare people to be together across differences? That's something I celebrate about our session, that we're teaching like feedback and like connecting to needs and empathic listening and collective decision making processes. And I hope that that does support somewhere, but there's more to discover there. Yeah, it's inspiring.
Yeah, also from my side, I really enjoyed listening to you, Jen, and so many things popped up in my mind. And maybe on this research question, I love this action research framework of everybody in the circle, in the congregation, every crew is a little participant researcher. So I think we're all scientists, some know it, some don't know it yet. And so to really, find that little spark in everybody that can contribute, because each person's opinion can contribute something to the whole and can contribute to us figuring it out together. And of course, the question then arises, what variables do we want to ask? Like, or what questions do we ask? And for now, for example, just having in the first meeting, we had them journal a little bit at the end, and then each person sharing one takeaway. And just that little moment was so significant to me to hear people's thoughts and to realize that each different perspective brings something to the table. And to me, it's like scientific process all the way, like each practice, sort of the whole process with the core crew, the whole design, like thinking of how can we enable everybody to have these little support structures and thrive in their communities. And it's a collective effort, so I really don't know how exactly to do it, but just starting out with this project to me is like, all right, you learn by doing and you find small answers by just doing it and asking people what they think.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. I'm also really enjoying the comments in the chat. Prem just pointing out that we need to be having like shared in advance like how to deal with conflict and different ways of inhabiting the space and what happens when crews don't get along or have problematic power relations. And some people some people practice skills of conflict transformation every day, while for others it's really new. Thank you. Are there any more shares?
What came to mind was when we do icebreakers in very like small in small bites, often we are forcing that cross-pollination. So I've noticed a lot of facilitators do this. They say, meet with somebody who perhaps you don't know that well and share 5 minutes of a check-in or something like this. So when we have it in a little kind of engagement, it seems like we're quite comfortable taking that agency, let's say, away from the participants and saying we're the facilitators, we're used to coordinating groups, and this is a good way to get some kind of breadth before you start to get the depth. When it comes to something like crews, it feels heavier, right? Like this is the ongoing experience. This is potentially the deepest relationships they form. So I was just wondering about that sense of responsibility for pairing people up if you do take away that self-selection from them. And if potentially there's something like, if you do group people, you at least flag that, and in 2 weeks, we're going to give it a go for 2 weeks. If it doesn't work out in 2 weeks, we get a reorganizing window where you can, you know, facilitate us about that. So I'm trying to like have cake and eat it too, with what seems like that core choice around, do we take the responsibility for grouping as the coordinators, or do we offer that agency to people, where some people will be very comfortable with that and some will be probably not so comfortable and potentially feel a bit unseen. So, yeah. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. It's a resonance.
Yeah, crewing is difficult. also, a thought that I had at the beginning, that people could just apply with six people. If they have six people, they can take part, you know, like each crew coming as a crew. That was also a thought. And I like what Rich said of seeing the congregation as a dating pool for crews. For us, it was a bit difficult because some people already were in crews. Some people were totally new and didn't know so many people. So yeah, we heard afterwards that it was a bit stressful. Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Yes. I guess I'm sensing it's always so much about what's the overall purpose and intention. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks everyone. I'm thinking of rounding off this particular exploration now. I just want to check if there are any other burning shares before I do that, because it is just such a juicy topic.
I'm just curious about the question I asked in the chat about
learning. Yeah, about how teaching or learning is working for the project. So there are six self-facilitated crewing events. So the first session was like an opening session, intro, everyone in person, and they got into crews, and we also got people to practice different relational practices on different scales. So self, dyad, crew, congregation, they form crews. And then now they've got their crews, there's four sessions which are mostly self-facilitated. So we give a few instructions for example, a case clinic session, or practice collective decision-making, or practice empathic listening together, sharing a challenge. And then the final one is, again, we meet in person for a whole congregation retro, and people will also probably do some reflection within their crew as well, just to bring that sense of participant researcher essence into the project. Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was great.
Cool.
And one thought that went into the design is, what is the basic skills that any group needs? Like what, and that's a question for me as well, like, because I've seen so many well-intentioned people that are smart trying to work together, and it's really, really hard. So what are the basic skills that can make it much easier to collaborate and to support each other? That to me is a very juicy one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prem, that's a good question. Any specific practices we're sharing with crews around conflict? Yes, we're doing, I think the fourth session is around one-on-one feedback. It's not specifically about addressing conflict when like a specific conflict that's there, but more around creating like emotional relational hygiene of being able to share where there are some like micro tensions already bubbling up, and how to bring that in a self-responsible way, and how to share that in a way that hopefully lands in the other, in a way they can remain open and curious about what's between us. That's based on, I think, a lot of Carl's work, and his background is a lot in conflict transformation, so we'll bring an essence of that in. Yeah, we did want to do a whole session specifically around conflict transformation and mediation, but it just, that with four sessions, it's a very light touch kind of journey. So what that seemed like, there's just so much to open in there. So there might be a sort of deepening program as we were talking about what afterwards. We'll see if people want more. Yeah. I see your thumbs up. Glad that answered the question. Okay.
Say that the project sounds really cool, and I'm really excited that you've started doing it, and I'd love to explore maybe asking what it would be like to implement in my own city. And I think something else that wanted to come true with through was like, it sounds like just something you're gonna just have to iterate on, hopefully, going forward. And I'm sure you're already learning a lot and feeling your way through this.
Totally. Thanks, Abby. I'm excited you say that, because one of my visions of it is I would definitely want to iterate it again. We're already going, like, doing quite a lot of like reflection on each session and how can we make that better next time, with definitely the aim to do it again in Berlin. And then I do imagine even bringing that wherever, like to whichever city or collection of community groups that there are sort of regionally or locally, as a way of building sort of town or city level micro solidarity hubs. And it could, the idea being that it could be done anywhere and that it would be easy enough for other facilitators to also take on. Like, ultimately, I imagine that would be something that someone's in a city like Abby and you're like, I want to run this program, and that there's a series of instructions that this is how to go through it and these are the steps to gather crews together and something like that. That's a long-term dream. Nikki, do you want to speak to it too?
Just wanted to say yes.
Cool. I'm just checking out what Rick's written about how we form crews for Medley.
Mm.
Interesting. So have a check of that in the chat.
Yeah, a bit more detail, but that's kind of the approach. To and we did put people together. And made that choice then. And a caveat that, like, I don't know if this worked, but that was sort of the instinct and the way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have a practical question. Is there, like, because often after Zoom meetings, the chat is then gone. Can we save it somehow, you know, that we, yeah.
Yeah, what I usually do is when I put these videos up at the end, I also put any links that anyone's open to being shared publicly. Yes. Rick, I don't know how you feel about sharing this one publicly, or should I share it in the Discord channel afterwards? Oh, you're muted.
I think the question was, can you share that in the Discord? And yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's an image, right?
Yeah, it's just a screenshot.
Okay, cool. I will share it in the Discord afterwards to go with it, yeah. Awesome. Okay. I'm curious if, thanks Caleb for sharing the link to Community Village. Awesome. Yes. I'm curious if there are any other projects or intentions wanting to be shared here at the moment. If not, I have an idea for what I mentioned in the email, the invitation, is an interdependence game that I'd like to try out. Anyone want to share any projects or even updates about your projects? I'm curious about Ewan or Sarah in particular.
Well, we don't really have any updates. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been part of the micro solidarity research crew, which balloons maybe 9 people on the second last call. That's not really crew size, is it? Anyway, and that's been kind of fun. Harry has really encouraged us to take on this really interesting practice of making sure you turn up with at least a page, an A4 page of notes of some sort, or maybe a diagram, at least a diagram of some sort, like a mind map to the call. And if you don't have that, then you shouldn't, like, don't turn up, come to the next call. And it's just been a really interesting exercise in commitment, and I actually really like it, because it means whenever we turn up to school, we have a lot of meat in terms of what to talk about with each other. And basically the structure is, you come in, you've got your page of notes or whatever, you share it with the crew that is meeting that day. So it could be 5 of us, could be 9 of us, could be 4 of us, and then we pair off and we read each other's work and we give each other comments on the work. And we usually have some like concrete questions that everyone's going to be asked, like reflecting on for each piece's work. So anything stood out to you? What do you think are good next steps? And we often have really good like fruitful conversations about the pieces that we've written about. And they could be about anything. Like Sinez was writing about washing dishes. I was writing about my struggles as to how to apply microsolidarity to my personal life in general and my house. Somebody else was writing about the act of crewing and how they've been crewing and what that's been like for them. And someone else's, someone was writing about integral theory and Ken Wilber and how that relates to microsolidarity. So there's lots of different topics and it's all very interesting. I've enjoyed it so far. And that's me on my crew, my project, yeah.
Awesome, thanks so much for sharing, Abby. Yeah, that's the microsolidarity research crew that's got a space in the Discord channel, is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Is anyone welcome to join that? Because I imagine hearing this, some people might be excited to take part or?
I think we're like locked in for the next sort of 5-4 weeks that we're continuing, but I'm sure we'll open up for another round, like sprint of some sort, and then people can join in then, I suppose. I think that's how it works, but I mean, you can just message in the Microsolidarity, research crew Discord thingy and see what happens.
Super. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Are there any responses or reactions to Abby's share or questions? Celebrations. Definitely lots of celebration. Yeah.
Just want to say thanks for sharing. Is it Abby?
Abby? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice to hear. We're working on setting up our first like working groups at Community Village for people to be able to volunteer and be a part of creating some of the structures and organizational marketing, fundraising, things like that. So to hear that this idea of like coming in with the page has been good for you is really cool, because I saw it talked about and I was wondering, oh, would people like that or not? So yeah, it's a helpful reflection. Thanks for sharing.
Lovely. Cool. let's see, we have how long? 25 minutes. Okay. I then like to invite maybe an abbreviated version of the interdependence game that I was going to suggest. Because this is something that Nikki and I tried in person, or we did in person with our in the Berlin Microsolidarity Project kickoff day. So Uta, you'll know it already because you were there. And it really ignited some, I think, like energy of seeing like, oh, who's in the room doing what, and what kind of needs and requests and offers overlap here in this space. And also with the recently Rich and I and I think Lisa Marie, we created this network directory just to try and get a sense, like in terms of supporting the Microsolidarity network as a whole, for us all to see who is doing what. And so in alignment with this call, I thought maybe we could combine a bit of the interdependence game with us collectively populating ourselves into the network directory. Yeah, maybe along the way we'll surface opportunities even on this call for how we might be able to mutually support each other. And I'm gonna actually, if you would like to stay for this, it'll probably take 20 minutes or so, I imagine. And I would invite you to get a paper and pen or to be typing on your device. I'll give the prompts now so you have a sense of choice whether you'd like to join in. In the chat. So the journaling prompt would be, what is one current project or intention that's close to your heart? It could be something that you're currently engaged in or that you're wanting to develop. Here it is. And looking at the needs list, which I will put into the chat in a moment as well. What are three ingredients or needs from the needs list that would nourish your project or intention at the moment? So for example, if your project is like, I'm wanting to set up a co-housing project in my city, the request might be funding, or not funding, it could be inspiration to hear what other people have been doing, or it might be financial resources, resourcefulness, or networking of people who who've done this before. It might be empathy for the parts of me that feel a bit challenged by such a big project. It could also be a very much smaller project or an intention, as I said before, like, oh, I want to become to practice deepening secure attachments with my close relationships. So my needs might be companionship to do this with others, or inspiration. So that, yeah, you might just see what comes up for you on the needs list. And then step three would be, think of three requests that you could make in the group here or in the network as a whole to help you meet those needs. So if my need was for inspiration or companionship, rather, for developing secure attachment with my close relationships, my need for inspiration might look like, does anyone have a book to recommend? Or a need for companionship might be, would anyone like to start a crew with me for 6 weeks to explore this topic together and hold space for what's coming up, using some empathy exchanges. And then finally, unrelated to whatever request that you're, whatever project or intention you're doing, what are three professional and playful offers that you would enjoy sharing in the group? So again, this doesn't have to be anything to do with the project, but just to see what things do you feel excited about sharing, will be joyful for you to share to support anyone in this network right now. So it could be meet me for a coffee date online or in person. It could be, I'd like to, be a listening person for your ideas. Or it could be, hey, I really like doing graphic design and create a logo for you or something like this. Or I'd like to, I'm here to listen to ideas on how you might research, like write out your research for your project or something. Does that all make sense? Or are there any, are there any questions? Yeah,
I see some thumbs up. Yeah. I have a question. When we're looking at needs list, when you say top three ingredients, those are three needs out of the need list. The ingredients are needs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you, it'll just be 5 minutes. I'll come to you in a moment, Nikki. Give just 5 minutes. So it's not going to be necessarily like a deep dive think into this. Just see what comes to you off the top of your head, knowing that you can always come back to it later. So just journal. And then afterwards, I'll send a link to the network directory. And whatever you feel like sharing in there for others in the network to see, you can add it into the Google Sheet. There's the link there as well. Is that right? Yeah. After 5 minutes, we'll come back together and take some time to put that into the sheet. And then we'll have a look and see if there are any immediate offers and requests that actually match up. Nikki, do you have a question? No? Okay. I'll set 5 minutes. If you want to turn your video off to help you concentrate a little bit better and go inwards, feel free.